third day of the competition, the team played really well. They won their first three games and made it into the final, which was to be played during the afternoon. Later the day, as they warmed up before the match, Lisa said, "I'm nervous we're playing against Room 5 and they're good." "Yes," said Talia, "they were going to be really hard to beat, but don't forget that we're a good team too," said Karina. "Let's go." The teams ran out onto the field. The white blue and the final match began to players raced up and down the field. Then Karina doubled the ball past a Room 5 defender and flicked it into the goal. The crowd cheered. "Good one, Karina," said Lisa. A few minutes later, Taylor ran down the field, doubling the ball in front of him. When he was right in front of the goal, he flicked the ball to Lisa. She held her stick low and hit the ball into the goal. Now they were leading by 2 goals. But Room 5 were determined to win, and they scored 2 goals early in the second half. "Come on, Room 3, shouted Karina. "We need another goal." The team raced up the field, flicking and pushing the ball to each other. "Keep going," shouted Taylor. "We can do it." But the Room 5 players were too good. In the last minutes of the game, they stole the ball and raced back up the field to score the winning goal. After the game, Room 3 congratulated the other team. Then Lisa and Talia went over to Karina. "That was a game," told Talia. "Thanks to Karina, we didn't win, but we wouldn't have got into the final with you." Karina laughed. "We will face him." Lisa laughed too. "Let's play against him, Karina." Then she shouted across the field, "Watch out, Room 5, we're going to bet you next time."